We have news this morning about something involving a Nobel Prize that has never happened in more than a century of Nobel Prizes being awarded around the world. Iranian authorities went to a safe deposit box belonging to Shireen Abadi. She's the woman who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2003 for promoting democracy. Authorities went to that safe deposit box, and they confiscated the medal that is awarded with the prize. We're going to talk about this with Borzu Daragahi of the Los Angeles Times. He follows Iran from his post in Beirut, Lebanon, since being escorted out of the country. Borzu, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much.
What do you know about this incident?
Well, according to the Norwegian Foreign Ministry, which is really the agency that has publicized this incident, a couple weeks ago, apparently, security forces in Iran, unnamed authorities, apparently broke into Shireen Abadi's safe deposit box and took a bunch of personal items, including the Nobel Peace Prize medal and certificate that she had in there. This is something that totally outraged the Norwegian authorities. Shireen Abadi has been under pressure ever since, really, she won this prize, has been continually harassed and intimidated by Iranian authorities. But never before has the Norwegians spoken out so much about this type of harassment as with this incident.
Any sense of why the Iranian authorities would take this step now?
Well, we're not exactly certain what they were thinking. I think it indicates a certain tone deafness on the part of Iranian authorities about how their actions are viewed internationally. But let it be said that they have been complaining about Shireen Abadi for years. She really irks them. It's not exactly clear why, but based on the conversations that I've had with Iranian officials and diplomats and articles that I've read, it seems like they don't really appreciate the fact that she has this independent power base, that she has a lot of international credibility, that when she makes a statement, international news organizations carry the statement. And so they really describe her in the nastiest of terms. I cannot repeat what some of the things that Iranian officials and Iranian analysts have said publicly about her in recent years.
Well, of course, when she was awarded that Nobel Peace Prize in 2003, it was seen as something that would give her more influence or even more protection as she argued for changes in a country that was resisting change.
Well, and indeed, when she was awarded that prize, it was still under the relatively moderate presidency of Mohammad Khatami. It's a different era. Times were changing towards the ascendancy of the hardliners, which you have now. But it was a different climate, and things have steadily gotten worse for people like Shireen Abadi since that time.
And we should mention also there are a number of people who protested against Iran's government after a disputed election in June who now face death sentences from this same government.
Indeed, they're facing very, very stiff penalties. Probably they will not be executed, but some people have been sentenced to lengthy prison terms, and some have been sentenced to death. These people need legal representation, which people like Shireen Abadi provide.
Borzu, thanks very much. Borzu Daragahi is the Los Angeles Times correspondent in Beirut. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.